WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
The devil talking to his son, who wanted to go up above, he cried, it's getting too warm for me down here, and so I'm going up on earth where I can have a little fun. The devil simply shook his head and answered his son, hey, down here where you belong, the folks who live above you don't know right from wrong. To please their king, they've all gone out to war, and not a one of them knows what he's fighting for. Way up above, they say that I'm a devil and I'm bad. Kings up there are bigger devils than your dad. They're breaking the hearts of mothers, making butchers out of brothers. You'll find more hell up there than there is down below. Kings up there, they don't care for the mothers who must stay at home. They're hard to bear, stay at home. Don't you roam. Although it's warm down below, you'll find it warmer up there. If ere you went up there, my son, I know you'd be surprised. You'd find a lot of people who are not civilized. Stay down here where you belong. The folks who live above you don't know right from wrong. To please their king, they've all gone out to war, and not a one of them knows what he's fighting for. Way up above, they say that I'm a devil and I'm bad. Kings up there are bigger devils than your dad. They're breaking the hearts of mothers, making butchers out of brothers. You'll find more hell up there than there is down below.
I'm not about night. I'll tell you why I never roam. I love my home, so cozy. The dizzy nightlight may be the right light, but I don't like that kind of fun. At night when my work is done, I just love to stay at home. In the evening, when the winter nights are cold, I love to sit around the fire harmonizing. Darling, I am growing old while mother darns. My father's woolen hosiery, he's telling yarns of how he falls 1463. I don't envy the cocktail sippers. Give me my carpet slippers, for I love to stay at home. Cousin Mary, she's a canary. Each night she sings the rosary. It sounds to me like Melba when Uncle Louie, who looks like Huey, recites the picture on the wall. It's simply heaven, that's all. I just love to stay at home in the evening. When the winter nights are cold, I love to sit around the fire harmonizing. Darling, I am growing old while mother darns. My father's woolen hosiery, he's telling yarns. Mama chased him in 63, and we listen to Uncle Otto singing an obbligato. Oh, I just love to stay at home.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
There's no place like home. Home is where the heart is. Yes, that's what we're saying tonight. A staycation. That's the kind of vacation. People are opting for that just on terms of economy. But I have news for you. It is also probably a lot more pleasant than staying in uncomfortable hotels with foam rubber pillows, bad reading lights, poor chair things. And let's not even get into the bathrooms, which are not designed for human use. They're designed for people who are malnourished, I would have to say. I'm Andy Senior, and I do have opinions about everything. Fortunately, I keep them myself until Friday. This is Radiola, and tonight we're going to talk about staying at home and the joys of it, and the other part of it too, a bit. But I hope you enjoy it. We began with Judy Garland and Billy Burke. You know, that scene, that right near the end of that movie, there's no place like home. So click your heels together three times, and if you're not at home, perhaps this will take you there in your mind. Henry Burr, Stay Down Here Where You Belong. Well, that's a real staycation. 1915. And Billy Murray, I Love to Stay at Home. 1915 also. And that refers to winter, but I believe in a year-round staycation, not just during the summer or winter. I think I summer where I winter and I spring where I fall. That's what I do. Willard Robeson on our theme, for your pleasure, 1929. So continuing on with our theme here on 88.7 FM, WHCL, 88.7 FM, and WHCL.org. Here's Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra. We'll tell you about the rest of it. About 1926.
Lopez speaking. Thanks to Irving Berlin, I am on my way home.
The folks who call me by name. I'm acting a part, I try to be gay, but down in my heart, it's only a play. I haven't a friend to whom I can say, I want to go home. Noisy streets and dingy lights, the play goes on. Weary feet and restless nights, another dawn. Why, even the sun is lacking in cheer, where everything won is bought with a tear. Oh, let me go back where hearts are sincere. I want to go home.
Thank you.
I'm going home. That sounded like Rube Bloom on there. He had a particular way of singing. Yes, indeedy. Rube Bloom with Jovanotti's Blue Four, and all the usual suspects are in there, so I need not enumerate them. You know those guys, and they're all favorites of ours. Before that, Coon Sanders Nighthawks, Joe Sanders on the vocal, I Want to Go Home, 1932. Now, that's lugubrious. If your home is somewhere where you want to go back to, sometimes home is, sometimes home isn't that attractive, and you try to escape its death ray of despair and deadening malaise. But apparently, sometimes there are places worse than home, and eventually, home is not too bad considered. Once the menace has been removed from it. Indeed. Begin with Vincent Lopez, Al Lynch, and the Keller Sisters singing I'm On My Way Home, 1926. This is about a staycation, so if you're comfortable, just stay where you are. Just don't touch that dial or move or anything. Just relax, no matter where you are. And we've got listeners all over. Here are the Revelers, and I think I have listeners in Ohio, so this is for them, my Ohio home, 1928.
Oh, I want to go down on the Ohio. Want to wake up in the morning.
Wake up in the morning.
Hear the birds say good morning.
Good morning.
The radio say good morning. In my Ohio home, Ohio home. I want to ramble mid the roses.
Ramble mid the roses.
Oh, notice where to find the roses.
Red
roses, they used to ramble mid the roses in my Ohio home. Just thinking it
over
at the close of the day. Got to dreaming of
clover
and a new mown hay. And think of nothing though I want to wander in the moonlight.
Wander in the moonlight.
Oh, be a sweetie in the moonlight.
Hail, moonlight.
They used to meet her in the moonlight. In my Ohio home, my Ohio home. Somehow it seems just at the close of the day.
At the close of the day.
Wherever I roam, I think about home. Home, I seem to drift farther and farther away.
Drifting farther away.
But I'll never be blue if wishes come true. I'm wishing.
I want to wake up in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning in my Ohio home. I want to ramble mid the roses.
I know just where to find the roses. I used to ramble mid the roses
in my Ohio home.
Just thinking it
over
at the close of the day.
At the close of day.
I got to dreaming of clover
and a new mown hay.
Hey, and say
I want to wander in the moonlight.
Meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight
in my Ohio.
Don't you weep anymore for me tonight. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Don't you wait up tonight by the candlelight. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I want the whole world to hear me. I'm all through wandering, I'm weary. So just let me return and I'll never roam. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Thank you. don't you weep anymore for me tonight. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Don't you wait up tonight by the candlelight. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. I want the whole world to hear me. I'm all for wandering, I'm weary. So just let me return and I'll never roam. I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
Saying that's my home. Well, Louis never really had a home till he was kind of an old man, and he moved to Queens, and he had a home then. He was somewhat disappointed with New Orleans because even after achieving worldwide fame, they gave him a degree of disrespect when he was King of the Zulus and he wanted to perform on stage with Jack Teagarden. And the prevailing minds at that time decided that that shouldn't occur in a segregated society. So he kind of cut himself off from New Orleans, which is very hard to do considering New Orleans. But Queens was his home eventually. And there's a museum there, which I hope to see someday in Corona. But that was Louis. That's My Home from 1932. Before that, we had Gene Austin with Candido and Coco Heimel, Otto Coco Heimel, from the early 30s, I think, or mid-30s. I'm Coming Home, which was, I believe, a Gene Austin composition. So, I don't know. That was a standard transcription. I could not find a date on that, but it was mid-30s-ish. Before that, The Revelers, My Ohio Home, 1928. And, yes, and this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I hope you're enjoying this. If you're homesick, I hope you don't get sick of this kind of home. This is my radio home here, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And there's no place like home. And take that how you will, but I do like it. And I come here every Friday night at 8 o'clock to play this kind of music, which is not heard elsewhere in the area, I regret to say. So it's up to me, I guess. We're going to continue now with the Eddie Condon Quartet in 1928. Back home in Indiana. I might have a little, I don't know if I have anybody in Indiana, but maybe. If so, how you doing?
Gleaming candlelight, still burning bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends out its fragrance o'er the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the wall back, then I long for my Indiana home.
Thank you. knock on the door. Home, just like before. Home, never no more. No, the place is like home. Oh, what a song. Home, where I belong. Oh, I got the home again blues. When I left home, I didn't have a cent. I wasn't broke, but I was badly bent. I didn't have a single dime to count. And now I'm going home with the same amount. My little Reese, my dad is doing fine. My brother Bill is working overtime. With all that money rolling in the shack, there ain't nobody living here can hold me back.
Oh, yeah, Shout Hallelujah Because I'm Home. I think Irving Berlin might have caught wind of that. I don't know if that came out before or after Waiting at the End of the Road, but those songs bore a very close resemblance. And and Irving was very litigious. He would certainly have sued somebody out of house and home if it was a question of his own song being, let us say, borrowed. That was Louisville, the Louisville Rhythm Kings, Smith Ballou on the vocal. That was actually the Ben Pollock Band, 1929. Shout hallelujah, because I'm home. Yes, early to bed and early to rise is not my idea of heaven on earth. That is not a staycation. We'll get into what constitutes a real staycation in the next set of songs, but hold your breath for those, because they're good, and describe it perfectly. Before that, we had Duke Ellington, Home Again Blues, 1930. Was that Dick Robertson, or was it Irving Mills? I don't know. I think it was Dick Robertson, but I'm just, right now, I'm punch drunk with my own whatever. So let's just say it was him. I'll look that up, and I'll be informed by the Cognoscenti later. That was from 1930. Beginning with the Eddie Conant Quartet. Eddie, unmistakably on the vocal there. Back Home Again in Indiana. We played an Eddie vocal last week, so we thought we'd play another one. And he didn't like his singing voice, but it certainly had a sincerity to it, which I have to appreciate. And I'm Annie Senior, and I hope my sincerity is real. And it feels good now. This is Radiola. We're going to continue now with Sophie Tucker. And this begins to look more like what you want to do when you're relaxing. It's a vacation. You don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do crazy things. No, you enjoy yourself. You stay in bed till at least 10 o'clock, if you're so inclined, or perhaps later. Make yourself at home. Yes, that's what I would do if I was going to make myself at home. That's from 1931.
Not so very far away, bluebirds sing the livelong day. Roses bloom and sunbeams say, "Stranger, how do you do?" And among it all you'll find a bungalow of love that's mine. And on the door there hangs a sign, "Welcome," that means you. And as you're going your way, step up to the doorway, take off your collar, step in the parlor, and make yourself at home. And if you are looking for some real honest-to-goodness kosher cooking, bring along your appetite, I'll fill you with delight, and make yourself at home. We've got a porch there, you won't scorch there, because we have plenty of sunshade. You can play poker, use the joker, and in bridge, you should see me trump my partner's ace of spades. And if you want to stay for the weekend, pick your own bedroom, the blue room, the gold room, or the red room. You get under the cover and dream of your lover and make yourself at home. When your daily work is done, come in any time you want to have some fun. Take off your coat and vest, stick out your chest, and make yourself at home. Rover and his gang of little pups that are roving all around the buttercup, no fear of them biting you. They're just inviting you to make yourself at home. And when you're dozing, eyes are closing, and you're reposing with ease, there's a feeling of contentment that heaven sends me as you're kissed by the evening breeze. Oh yes, we've got a bottle, oh I should say a dozen bottles on the shelf. Come in any time you want to help yourself. You can drink till you're satisfied. I don't care if you get ossified. But make yourself at home.
Woodland sweet, my way I'll be strait, where water lilies gleam, neath the willows bending, spending a lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam, under a friendly sky, green fields whispering of home and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one far away, where we can watch the sun o'er the hills descending, ending a lazy day. The city streets no longer lure me, the town just doesn't look its best. There's only one thing that can cure me, a real day of rest. Lazy day, when spring and summer meet, lazy day, within a woodland sweet, my way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day. Spending a lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam, under a friendly sky, green fields whispering of home and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one far away, where we can watch the sun o'er the hills descending, ending a lazy day. Thank you.
you and me.
Now that's what summer should be about. That is summer. That's a thing. You should travail is all that toil and trouble. That's true. Although I've done some pretty crazy things this summer in the way of exerting myself, which I'd rather not recount because they're just tedious to recount. But indeed, that's the spirit of what we're trying to convey here. Bing Crosby, Loyce Whiteman with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra in 1931. Ho-hum. Before that, Ruth Etting with all her great studio musicians in there. I believe that was from 1932, Lazy Day. Beginning with Sophie Tucker in 1931, possibly recorded in Britain. It was on a British issue originally. Make Yourself at Home. Yes, and it's all about that. If you want to get up and do crazy things in the morning, that's your own vacation. And I'm certainly not going to run any 14K races with you either. In fact, we left town to escape the 14K race. We decided that would be prudent because it's so noisy and it goes right by our house. So we went away and enjoyed ourselves in a manner of speaking. It was travel. I forget who it was who said it. I always thought it was Johnson because he always said everything was. I seem to be quoting these days, Sam Johnson, not any other Johnson, not Robert Johnson, but Samuel Johnson. I don't know if he said it or somebody else said it about travel being a melancholy pleasure, or perhaps I've got that quote wrong, but it does seem so. It's never quite comfortable, and it's unless you love that stuff, and I just don't. I'm a barnacle. I have to say, I'm rooted to the spot. I'm crazy glued to my locale, and I like it there. It's a beautiful, beautiful home. But I just had to get out of town for that. So we had fun, but when I got back home, we had a lot more fun. So go figure. But it's always nice to do that. I have to say, just to realize how much you enjoy being at home, you need to get out once in a while. And it's like eating a particular food you don't like, just to remind yourself that you don't like it. And that's what vacationing is all about, is in the travel mode. In the home mode, well, that's what you got. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm at home on the radio right now on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. A program note, next week, please tune in at 6 for Mark Fuller's Retro Country. You will enjoy it. If you like that kind of country music, that honky-tonk stuff, the real country, the old country, not the stuff they got now. That's what you'll enjoy it. Yes, good show, amazing. And Mark never puts a foot wrong. He's the old pro here, and I'm the parvenu. And furthermore, any of these playlists for the show and other shows can be found on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Also, type radio into Google. You'll find all these playlists, occasional bits of opinion in there, and a great number of links for wonderful sites and shows, websites, and for other radio shows, such as Randy Bryan's excellent Forward into the Past, which you must listen to on Sundays, and also on Sundays, Rich Connolly's Big Broadcast, which I consider always been the gold standard for me since I was a kid. And Rich isn't even that much older than I am, so I don't know how that happened. And other shows and people like the West End Jazz Band, all kinds of great things. So just check out Radiola Blog, and I won't be sending you any weird stuff. It's a very clean site. I don't have any attacks, so no, there's no danger. If you're a bit squeamish about the Internet, please don't be, because I keep a very clean house, and I don't allow funny stuff by all means. Except on this show, of course. Speaking of funny stuff and of being lazy and speaking of the epitome of what summer should be in a staycation, now, that did not start with the human race. There were other species doing a staycation long before we got the idea, and one of the past masters of that, of course, is the animal known as the sloth, or as Michael Flanders says in this great recording, the sloth. So pronounce it as you will. He doesn't care because, he's just enjoying himself. Here's The Sloth by Flanders and Donald Swann on the piano.
A bradypus or sloth am I. I live a life of ease, contented not to do or die, but idle as I please. I have three toes on either foot, or half a dozen on both, with leaves and fruits and shoots to eat. How sweet to be a sloth! The world is such a cheerful place when viewed from upside down. It makes a rise of every fall, a smile of every frown. I watch the fleeting flutter by of butterfly or moth, and think of all the things I'd try if I were not a sloth. I could climb the very highest Himalayas, be among the greatest ever tennis players, win at chess or marry a princess, or study hard and be an eminent professor. I could be a millionaire, play the clarinet, travel everywhere, learn to cook, catch a crook, win a war, then write a book about it. I could paint a Mona Lisa, I could be another Caesar, compose an oratorio that was sublime. The door's not shut on my genius, but I just don't have the time. For days and days among the trees, I sleep and dream and doze, just gently swaying in the breeze, suspended by my toes, while eager beavers overhead rush through the undergrowth. I watch the clouds beneath my feet. How sweet to be a sloth.